To me, according to me, my own definition to innovation is really in four words, is turning knowledge into value. So I believe all internal auditors have massive amount of value, massive value. I don't know if it's counted or not, but it's massive. So just by turning those to value to support our organization's success, and we need to focus on success, not just failures. Yes, we learn from failures to succeed, so, and we need to keep that. The ultimate purpose of internal audits is to support organization success.
I think that's important because a lot of times audit is viewed as an expense versus as driving value. But if you can point to how you're able to build success, I think that's helpful in proving value.
And this is why it's very important to have KPIs, methodology in place. You know, it's nice to have, you know, purpose-driven audit, but at the end of the day, we all speak the language of money.
Hello and welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the one platform that brings finance, audit, risk, and sustainability teams together to produce assured integrated reporting.
It's the only platform that does that.
That's absolutely right, Catherine. I'm Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. I'm looking forward to debuting a great conversation, and I'm happy to have you surfing along with us. I'm joined by Catherine Tsai, who not only likes interrupting me, but also left me out of a great conversation she had with our producer, Mike Ravagno, and our next two guests.
We only left you out because of logistics. We would have loved to have had you at the IIA International Conference, talking to all the different speakers there.
Well, I would have loved to have been had. Again, we've been going through a series of IIA International conversations, and lots of FOMO going on here. Again, Dad, that stands for fear of missing out. So, Catherine, who'd you guys talk to this time?
You'll see. They are two presenters from the conference, and they shared ideas about how internal audit can be a more adaptive, ethical, and purpose-driven function.
Ah, interesting. Well, can't wait for it. Let's get to it right now.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll start off. Do you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
So, my name is Matej. I'm coming from Slovenia, which is the green piece of Europe. And as well, the only country that has love in the name. So, but otherwise, at the moment, I'm working on the dark side, not in internal audit, unfortunately, in finance, in a local regional retail bank. But I'm passionate about internal audit, strategic management, and ethics, and combination of those three. And because we'll be talking about purpose, my purpose in life is to actually have fun in everything that we do. Or I do, or at least I try it.
I love it.
Fantastic.
Ahmed.
I'm Ahmed Shawqi. I'm the managing director at Level Up ESG, a UK-based sustainability technology and assurance firm. I'm a former chief audit executive, and I currently serve on the board and audit committee in the UK public.
Great.
And your purpose in life? I know, that's a big question.
Yeah, no, it's great. My purpose in life is to serve as an inclusive leader, promoting ethical and sustainable practices.
Nice.
That's great, because one of the questions that we had for you is, what is standing in the way of teams being the most adaptive, ethical, and purpose-driven organizations that they could be today?
That's really a great question. I've spoken about the topic of purpose-driven internal audit. And my definition to purpose-driven internal audit, that it is the alignment of internal audit with the organization's values, purpose, and strategy to support its success. Internal audit purpose, according to the global IA standards, domain one, is to strengthen the organization's ability to create, protect, and sustain value. So what I have observed from, let's say, over the 20 years I had in assurance and audit, is many of my clients were not fully aligned in terms of not fully aligned with their organization's purpose, strategy, and values. So the number one reason is the lack of clarity and alignment on those elements. The second reason I've observed is, can I say, resistance to change or comfort with the status quo and using outdated techniques where they are. That's the second reason. The third is inadequate collaboration and communication, or ineffective communication. People tend to engage stakeholders late in the process, on their own stance, not what the stakeholders really needs and wants from them. So those are the three pillars I have observed over the years, the top three pillars. There are more. Some complain for resources constraints or rising expectations, emerging risks, but those are the top three.
So what can we do to change, both from a leadership perspective and then if you're an individual contributor?
So basically, we try to be in our presentation here as well, and what we try to teach, you know, is that we try to be as pragmatic as possible, because purpose is sometimes seen as very philosophical and soft, you know, is what is your purpose. So actually two concepts. One is from Japanese philosophy. So it's a concept, principle of ikigai, which is means reason to live. And from the Harvard Business School model of the how to develop a purpose for organization. And we adapt it to the, actually to internal audit. There are four questions that you should answer as a leader in internal audit. So the first one is, what are the stakeholders' expectations? Especially now in the view of the new global internal audit standards, when we have a public interest. So how do we serve public interest? You know, what are expected of us? The second question is what we are good at, you know, uniquely good at. And here, you know, we have to compare ourselves. Why, what are we bringing to the table? For example, because we have a competition from compliance, fraud investigators and everyone. So it depends in what way we are different from the others. The third one is, of course, you know, is how do we create value, which is more about, you know, our services. I always say there are three services that we offer. We all know about assurance and consulting, but the first and the most important one is advocacy in different spheres. You know, we can be ESG, now it's important, or ethical. And the last one, which is the crucial one, is, you know, passion. So what is our passion as internal audit team members? What are our values and how we bring them to work, and we actually create together, like Ahmed say, you know, not only the purpose of our department, internal audit department, but as well of the whole organization.
Now, you said it feels philosophical at first, and Ahmed, you talked about some of the resistances, people either saying they don't have resources or their comfort with the status quo. So how do you approach convincing people that they need to embrace this transformation?
First, I see that internal audit has to be purpose-driven. Purpose-driven to me, that's one of the solutions, really, to have full alignment with their organization's purpose. And speaking of that, their purpose statement and the charter and the strategy has to be fully aligned with the organization's purpose statement in words and action. Purpose-driven internal audit approach really intentionally enables success. For example, if sustainability is a corporate strategic priority, internal auditors act not only by providing internal audit services, but also by reducing their own emissions footprint.
Oh, sure.
By traveling less, printing fewer papers, consuming less energy, managing their waste effectively. That's just an example. So also internal audit, by acting intentionally, they look forward, like they act thoughtfully and proactively to provide forward-looking services in terms of insights, foresight, and advice to help their organization achieve its objectives. That's the overall alignment to me. The second element is collaboration. Collaboration and engagement and the communication with the stakeholders early in the process. So purpose-driven approach really promotes that. We encourage internal auditors to engage stakeholders even from the very early planning stages, even from, you know, developing or writing, articulating the mandate. They should articulate those expectations of stakeholders, not only our primary stakeholders. Of course, those are the major influencers, but also the wider stakeholders, not just senior management, but operational management as well. Those are some of the initial thoughts I have. Speaking of supporting organization success, we shouldn't be only working reactively, but proactively, not only doing for example, root cause analysis to identify the causes of fixing issues, also conducting success cause analysis to replicate successes from one area to another.
Okay. You read my mind for the next question. I was going to ask what success cause analysis was.
Success, I can see, we are all familiar with root cause analysis, which with its common techniques like five whys, fishbone, or bowtie diagrams.
Mm-hmm.
Success cause and root cause analysis is a mandatory requirement in the global internal standard, standard 15. Success cause analysis is a similar systematic approach. So we, instead of looking at the past, we look at the future and we see success. We learn from existing success patterns and factors, understand those factors from one area and replicate those to other areas. I learned about success cause analysis when I was in the healthcare sector. It was used by leading clinicians to understand the success factors for clinical outcomes.
Okay.
I have adopted the same practice within internal audit. So I took it within my team. For example, in a health facility of 55 clinical units, we found one of the units really had exceptional performance outcomes. And I told the team, okay, let's go. We discussed, we interviewed management. We conducted data analytics to understand the factors and the patterns for those success factors. And we found the reasons for that. And one of which was, I think, they had a patient engagement and education program. Simple technique that had significant outcomes. So what we have done as auditors, we have taken that practice and we recommended that to be populated in the other 54 units. That's just as a simple example.
Yeah. No, thank you. That it was a helpful real world example for sure.
Yeah. Well, Matea, what do you think of this idea?
It's great. And this is one, when we have the presentation is, you know, about the KPIs as well, because they are now becoming mandatory in the new standards. And we all know the expression what gets measured gets done. We recommend that they start, you know, measuring not only the outdated concept of, you know, number of recommendations, but as well, you know, number of identified critical success factors, because that is where we are becoming more proactive. We are not becoming, you know, the policeman that Vision 2035 identified that it's still quite the perceptive that a lot of our auditees have. But we are actually becoming, you know, a driven profession that it's seen as important part of the whole organization, not only telling what not to do and what's supposed to be, you know, be doing to reduce risk, but actually how do we improve our organization, especially our competitive advantage? Where are we better? But this requires from internal auditors the new, not only skill sets, but mindsets as well, because you have to have a broad knowledge, not only about organization, benchmark, good practices, you know, good practices in other industries. So this is, yeah, I think that this is a way forward to, as well, for part of the Vision 2035, to change the perceptive of our profession, that it's so beautiful in the eyes of the auditees and other stakeholders.
I think we haven't spoken enough about adaptability and innovation there. And I think that's a very big missing area in the internal audit community. So purpose-driven internal audit approach really promotes embracing adaptability and innovation. Because we live in a dynamic world, whether we call it VUCA or whatever, we live in a dynamic world. And it's very important, very critical to embrace adaptability and innovation. And internal auditors don't pay full attention to that. Even a concept of innovation in internal audit is associated with technology only, which is wrong. According to me, my own definition of innovation is really, in four words, is turning knowledge into value.
Mm.
So I believe all internal auditors have massive amount of value.
Yeah.
Massive value. I don't know if it's counted or not, but it's massive. So just by turning those to value to support our organization's success, and we need to focus on success, not just failures. Yes, we learn from failures to succeed. So, and we need to keep that. The ultimate purpose of internal audits is to support organizational success.
Yeah.
I think that's important because a lot of times audit is viewed as an expense versus as driving value. But if you can point to how you're able to build success, I think that's helpful in improving value.
And this is why it's very important to have KPIs methodology in place. You know, it's nice to have, you know, purpose-driven audit, but at the end of the day, we all speak the language of money.
Yeah.
And numbers do not have any feelings, nothing. You know, people reading them have normally, it evokes some emotions to them, but this is important. This is why the KPIs are important. What are we measuring and especially how? And unfortunately, we do not have still some, you know, methodology in place regarding how to measure some stuff, even, you know, value. We are always talking about internal audit adding value, but what is the value, you know? I'm suggesting, for example, to measure it like a goodwill, like part of intangible asset. You know, that will bring closer us with the lingua to the board members, you know, because at the end of the day, we cannot say it's a high risk. Right. What does that mean? Is that 1 million, 10 million, 20 million, 100 million?
So I think it's very important to report on the so what, not only what we do,
but
the outcome of what we do. So we have done an engagement, audit engagement, assurance engagement, or consulting engagement. So what was the outcome? So the so what? What value? How many jobs we saved from conducting that? What cost optimization we have achieved, or whatever can be quantifiable, either, you know, qualitative or quantitative.
So do the KPIs and outcomes, do they always have to tie back to something financial or just something quantifiable?
Yes and no. I would say it's recommended using the lingua of internal auditors to be financial and monetary, because we understand that it's on the same level. But for example, we're talking about public interest now, which is one of the key topics in the new global internal audit standards. I always say how we will measure that, how you will know, which is now the basics of the whole internal audit standards, how we will measure that we're bringing, you know, public value to the public interest. And this is the KPI. And the best way is through monetary. But sometimes, yes, it cannot be expressed, but probably because of lack of methodology and data. Yeah. I can put some parallels, you know, with the ESG. You know, we are trying to get there.
Sure.
We are hoping to get there. Ahmed is working quite hard on that, you know. In his startup, but that's the way to go, you know. At the end of the day, even meter, you know, was actually what? It's the agreement that this is Paul, you know, and this is 1 meter and that's it, you know.
Are you relying on desktop tools and shared drives? Stuck in a vicious, never-ending cycle of back and forth emails? Wish you had more time to proactively manage risk? Stop wasting valuable time corralling colleagues and updating status reports and start spending more time on what matters with Workiva. Create alignment across key stakeholders, yes, all of them, with centralized collaboration. Drive better business decisions with insights on demand and spend more time on value-added work by automating those awful repetitive tasks. Plus, connect your GRC processes with your ESG and financial reporting all in the same platform. Seriously. See why audit and risk teams love Workiva at workiva.com/risk. That's workiva.com/risk.
Actually, purpose-driven internal audit promotes sustainability because we see sustainability and the purpose go hand in hand.
Sure.
They influence and reinforce each other. Because they both focus on long term and creating positive impact and long term value for stakeholders. So sustainability is the heart of what we do as purpose driven internal auditors.
We've talked about stakeholders a lot, and I know in your session you talk about the importance of aligning efforts with the business to make the most meaningful impact as an audit team. So what can an audit team do to build stronger relationships and increase that stakeholder alignment?
There are quite some stuff, but one is what Ahmed already told, is collaboration. This is one thing. You know, we hide a lot of times behind the barrier of independence, but every species that was independent, completely independent, become isolated and actually become extinct. So we have to be careful with that independence. But one thing is for sure is collaboration. Another thing is, what there were some sessions as well about the psychological safety.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that as a leader, you have to create an environment, psychological safety, where there is, you know, room to innovate, you know, to test, to not sugarcoat it. You know, we internal auditors are really good in sugarcoating the recommendations so that it's by the likings of our auditees. So yeah, those are the few steps. I always recommend, you know, just start with a small step, which is part of Ikigai as well. Yeah. Incremental, small steps. Do not jump, you know, at every big idea. Not even, you know, don't start, you know, now we will develop our purpose and everything. Sometimes it evolves, but you have to go step by step. And I'm a little bit more pragmatic and measure it as well, you know.
Speaking of psychological safety is crucial. Without it, we can't hold people accountable. Also, we need to balance psychological safety with performance.
Sure.
So high psychological safety associated with high performance to keep our people in the growth zone.
Right, not sacrificing either for the other.
No.
One. Yeah.
Because there will be imbalance, like high psychological safety without performance, that's comfort zone.
Right.
High performance without psychological safety, an anxiety zone. Low both, that's apathy zone. When people go to work, but their hearts and mind is somewhere else, just to pay the check. But the other most important point, speaking of purpose provides a framework to communicate with the stakeholders. When stakeholders understand and connect to a shared purpose, they become partners in driving a change. Driving change or positive change is all about relationships, mutual understanding and relationships. And Simon Sinek has put it really well by saying, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Mm. So we need to keep that in mind. When we are all connected to a shared purpose, that purpose, the organization purpose, and internal audit purpose are aligned at the center of the organization, that's where magic happens. And let's just also, purpose is multi-layered concept. So we have the organization purpose at the center, the reason the organization exists beyond the profit. And we have internal audit department purpose, the role and the contribution of internal audit in fulfilling the organization purpose. And the third is individual purpose, my own driving force that gives me sense of meaning to do what I do every single day.
Yeah. Yeah.
If those align, the three layers aligned, I think magic could happen. That's where you see passion and the drive.
And that's the problem now, you know, if there is no alignment, and this is especially, you know, we're talking a lot about how to attract younger generation to our profession, is that there is a misalignment of the purposes, because, you know, younger generation has a little bit different purpose in life than, let's say, probably our departmental or organizational purpose. So this is one of the things that we have to, you know, address as well as a profession. That maybe, you know, the purpose of the younger generation, which everyone is figuring out, you know, is exactly what it is as well, is a little bit different. And when there is an alignment, great things happen. When there is misalignment, there is great resignation, there is quitting, there is ghosting and everything. So this is all, you know, then part of a little bit bigger picture as well.
Yeah.
You've done a good job of outlining why it's important for leadership to have that purpose and be able to articulate the purpose.
We have to collaborate, and collaboration is more or less done through communication. And yeah, communicate, you know, just sit down, try to, you know, write your purpose. It's not going to be good or great, you know, in first try, but it doesn't matter, you know. It's all about, you know, you don't find a purpose, you build it. Everyone has purpose in life, but we do not sometimes know what it is, you know. So, and yeah, that's more or less it.
You're reading my mind, because for the closing question, because you both seem very positive people off mic and on stage. You're very positive and improvement driven. So how do you, for bringing down to the individual level, what advice do you have for somebody like searching for their purpose? Like, How would you advise somebody to find that?
Happy to start, but before I get there, let me just like summarize the whole purpose-driven in perhaps one or two statements, really. Purpose-driven internal approach requires a shift in mindset, and we really focus on mindset, because broadly everything in life could go down to four things. Mindset, heart set, skill set, and tool sets. Mm. And there is often more discussions around skill set and tool sets. While success is over 90% mindset and heart set.
Yeah.
So purpose-driven internal audit requires a shift in the mindset and a commitment to continuous improvement. But definitely the benefits in terms of relevance, stakeholders, engagement, and satisfaction and impact are really worth the effort. So what advice would I give to individuals to articulate their purpose. Mm-hmm. I would say reflect, but reflect perhaps with a coach, with a mentor. And there are really great resources like from Simon Sinek, for example, like Start With Why. He has a great book just to find your purpose that provide good, great guidance. And the Ikigai, the framework. It's a Japanese framework, really, that helps individuals to articulate their individual purpose. So I highly recommend those sources for our community to use.
Nice. I would add another one, which is from the father of the purpose, which is Aristotle. So read Nicomachean Ethics, the most basically the book from Aristotle about ethics. It has great advice. And I'm not so much fan of the New Age philosophy, you know, where it has really, really great pointers. And I always say that. I'm still finding as well sometimes my purpose, and it's not easy to find. You have crisis and everything. But this book helps a little bit.
The fun guy. I thought that's your purpose.
All righty. Well, Ahmed, Matei, thank you so much. It was lovely meeting you. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
Thank you for being purpose-driven. Driving purpose together. Thank you.
And thank you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. I'm Steve Soder. You heard from Mike Gravagno and Catherine Tsai, and this has been Off the Books presented by Workiva.
Please subscribe and follow us so you can catch all of our upcoming episodes.
And if you like Off the Books, please leave us a review and tell your buddies if you like the show, darn it. If you're watching this on YouTube, by golly, drop us a note in the comments or feel free to send us an email at offthebooks@workiva.com. Surf's up and we'll see you on the next wave.